So the next day, or no, later that day after Lisbon guy, he texts me and asks me if I want to come over to his partner's brewery or something to hang out and meet her, his girlfriend. And so part of me really, really respected that, because it was obvious that he told his girlfriend what happened. So he was very honest, this person. And it was honest that they were both very open-minded and open-hearted, that they were inviting me to be part of both of their lives. That's something that's very personal to them. A business she runs. So meet her. Learn about her life, their life. And that felt really awesome and communal, which is what I've been looking for or missing lately. And the other part of me felt fear, because I thought, what if she wants to beat my ass? That's no bueno. I don't speak Portuguese yet. So I didn't want to go because of that. This woman is going to beat my ass. She's pissed at me. That was the other story. So basically two extremes, which is kind of what I think about everything. Either, oh my gosh, they want to be like a threesome couple. They're polyamorous. To, she wants to beat my ass. You know, I suppose just meeting her, the first thing I mentioned was neutral. And that's what first came to my mind. And I'm sure that's what it was. He said I was cool. We had fun last night. Do you want to meet her? I'm sure that's what happened. And I would like to maintain a neutral tone about just about everything in the most loving way possible. Neutrality with love. Neutrality with intense love. Neutrality with open heart and mind. Love. I bet she was a beautiful person too. Just like him. Who knows, maybe someday I'd meet them. We shall see.